Hello, it's Tim here. We continue our news items, which include how travel firms are seeing a surge in staycation bookings and a pensioner is in search of a lost love. But first, the victims of a rogue builder will not get a penny back in compensation. And here's Marianne.
John Miller from 3 Mile Lane, Cossey, was jailed for 4 years last March for swindling £220,000 from 8 customers for work he never completed. His victims used their life savings and had to take out bank loans to undo Miller's damage. They suffered from sleep deprivation and severe stress, while Miller enjoyed luxury holidays to Las Vegas, Greece, Tenerife and New York. Less than a year into his sentence, the 47-year-old has also been let out on day release. But his customers have been told by Norfolk County Council Trading Standards that financial investigators could find no assets belonging to Miller, meaning he must only pay back £1. Nick Chajasama, who hired Miller for an extension at his home in Dussingdale, said, "I am so angry. What was the point of going through all this?" Paul Pearson hired Miller to build an extension at his elderly in-law's home in Earlham in March 2015. He paid the builder £40,000, but Miller left the build with missing roof tiles and no toilet or electrics. Mr. Pearson, 51, said his family would be feeling the effect for years after taking out loans to finish the work. Miller owns a house in Cossey, but businesses and people owed money have already put a series of charges on the property, meaning he would have to pay them back if he sells the home. A spokesman for Norfolk County Council Trading Standards said Miller could also have to pay people back if he ever came into money.
A student who was hit with a penalty charge after stopping to allow pedestrians to use a zebra crossing has won an appeal against the notice. Callum Stocker, a 21-year-old environmental sciences student at the University of East Anglia, was alarmed when he was hit with a £100 penalty notice after dropping his girlfriend off at the Bob Champion Centre near the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. The student says he spotted some pedestrians approaching the zebra crossing on James Watson Road, so stopped, also allowing his passenger to jump out while they crossed. However, the road is privately owned and has a strict no-stopping policy, which is enforced by National Parking Enforcement Limited. A few weeks after the incident, which happened on January the 17th, his mother, Linda, received a parking penalty notice containing a £100 invoice from NPE, stating he'd stopped in a no-stopping zone. However, after the family appealed to the Independent Appeals Service, IAS, the charge has been overturned, with the adjudicator ruling in favour of Mr. Stocker. Mr. Stocker said, "I was quite surprised to win the appeal, if I'm honest." The parking enforcers, however, have said they will themselves appeal the decision of the IAS as they've questioned the evidence given to them. Mr. Stocker previously did not dispute that the pedestrians were not on the crossing when he stopped, but said that he'd seen them approach, so slowed in anticipation. He said, "I know I'm young, but I've been driving long enough to know that you have to stop at a zebra crossing and be aware when you see people close to the road in case they step out."
The month has started with a bang for one lucky person in the city. A woman in Norwich has won £1 million in the premium bonds draw for March. She has £50,000 in premium bonds, the maximum amount, but won the jackpot on a £10,000 bond bought in July 2015. She is the third person to be made a millionaire through premium bonds in Norwich. The top prize was also claimed in November 2016 and November 2019. Across the city, there are 8,117 unclaimed prizes worth a total of £284,500 through premium bonds. The highest value prize is £1,000, and 7 people in Norwich are yet to claim the cash. The oldest unclaimed prize, worth £25, won by a £3 bond, dates back to December 1971.
A business with self-catering cottages in Norfolk and Suffolk state customers have told them they're booking with them after cancelling their break abroad. But the reason is more to do with people being scared of being trapped abroad in quarantine than fears over catching coronavirus. Meanwhile, as some firms nationwide are reportedly asking staff to take annual leave now rather than later when there may be shortages, a Norwich employment lawyer called on the government to pass urgent legislation regarding the issue. Holiday firm Norfolk Cottages, with offices in Holt, Wells Next the Sea and Reefham, and sister firm Suffolk Secrets, based in Southwold, have reported massive increases in bookings and inquiries. A spokesman said, "We've seen a surge in booking inquiries, an increase of around 15% for Easter, and the summer holidays by around 30%. Anecdotally, we're being told by customers the prospect of becoming unable to leave an overseas location for an extended period of time is their main concern."
One of the most historic houses in the lanes and with a link to Norwich's textile past is for sale. The Grade II listed 17th century townhouse, situated just around the corner from Upper St Giles, known as the Silk House in Cow Hill, is renowned for its striking painted exterior. The property was a textile merchant's house, as well as a school and a meetings rooms for the Christadelphians, a Christian movement created in the 19th century. But locally, it's better known for its curious front door that's different from the neighbouring one. The house features include a magnificent stained glass panels, panelling, fireplaces, and an original cantilevered staircase. It has been beautifully renovated throughout. Woven into the rich tapestry of Norwich's history, the Huguenot textile merchants are a key part of the story. This home was built for one of them. Norwich was the home of French Huguenot communities in the 16th and 17th centuries. The Great Stranger Immigration of 1567 brought a substantial community of Protestant weavers to Norwich. The Merchant's House, which was their earliest base in the city, is Strangers' Hall. It seems that the strangers were integrated into the local community, especially among the business fraternity, who had the most to gain from their skills.
Sid Johnson, 73, a former deep-sea diver from Brook, has arthritis and asbestosis and says his days are numbered. He wants Lilias Morgan to have his five-figure savings. He's hired private detectives to find her and has been knocking on doors in her home city of Aberdeen. He first met Mrs. Morgan, maiden name Knox, in the late 60s when she was on holiday in Norfolk. They hit it off and stayed in touch via letter and also went on trips together in England. The long-distance relationship eventually ended, however, and she went on to marry a man called David Morgan. He says all three remained friends and would visit him in Norfolk. Mr. Johnson says he wants to track them down before it's too late. "My sole purpose is that my days are numbered. I live on my own in Norfolk, but I want to find this little lass and David, her husband. What I would like, if they're still alive, is to meet them again. But the problem is, I haven't contacted them since the early 70s, and I want to put that right."